You clock out. We clock in. Welcome to the Torn by Sports Lunch Break.
Welcome to this edition of the Torn by Sports Lunch Break. Joining me today is Jackson Moore from the barkboard.com to give us a look at Fresno State as they come ready to play BYU. How you doing today, Jackson?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Winter is definitely settling into Utah. I don't know if does it even settle into California?
Well, in the Central Valley, we're looking at 60s and 50s about this time of year, and for us it's freezing, but I'm sure it's pretty warm compared to where you're at.
Yeah, that's almost shorts and t-shirt weather for us at this point. Well, you know, the weather might be kind of cold here and rough for us, but Fresno's really had a rough year. I mean, I believe at the beginning of the season they were predicted to finish second in their division, and that just hasn't come to fruition. What's been going on with Fresno?
Yeah, it definitely has been a tough season. They lost their Carr team, most of the pieces that made that team so great 2 years ago, and last year they still went 6-6 in the regular season, got to the Mountain West Championship game. They finished 6-8, but I mean, it wasn't the drop off that we've seen to this year. We thought they'd at least be equal to the team that they had last year. And really, the quarterback situation has been really rough. They started about four different guys at this point. Only two of them are healthy now. And they had gone with Kilton Anderson for about four games until last Saturday at Hawaii. They went with Zach Greenlee. And Greenlee tossed six touchdowns in that game. So now they're hoping maybe they've got some sort of optimism at the quarterback position going into this one. And defensively, it's just kind of been the same issues that have plagued the team before. But really, the big thing this year has been offense. Just the whole group of new quarterbacks and receivers never really got on the same page until last week, I guess.
Well, I mean, you mentioned the defense has been plagued by the same things all season. What have those been?
Yeah, it hasn't been a very good defense since the first year this coaching staff came in. The first year they were really, really, really successful at creating turnovers, at getting it to the quarterback in the backfield, just really living up to the fast, fanatical, and physical mantra that Drutter established. But since then, even in that season that Derek Carr led the Bulldogs into the top 25 and nearly went perfect in the regular season, the secondary was really, really a struggle. And that's kind of continued, probably not as bad this year as it has been in the past, but this year the defensive line has been a struggle as well. They've had to plug in Nate Madsen, who's a sophomore at the nose guard position, which is pretty crucial in a 3-4 defense, and he was a defensive end last year. But he's played fairly well given the circumstances, and then they've had two senior defensive ends that haven't really been dominant players throughout their career, but that's definitely the best the Bulldogs have to offer. It's the mix between an average defensive line and another secondary squad that's not all that great has just made the defense below average overall.
I mean, it's kind of interesting. I've got the depth chart in front of me right now, and the defensive line actually has, Lewis, who's a senior. You got Madsen, who you mentioned, who's a sophomore, Todd Hunt, who's a senior, and then you got senior linebackers and a junior linebacker as well, but all of them are backed up by freshmen or sophomores. So Is there some kind of hope for the future for this Fresno team, considering their backups are all getting some playing time and going to be coming in ready to play next year?
Definitely a linebacker and then the secondary. The linebacker group has been definitely the strong point of the defense. And even though they're going to lose Edro Adorine, who's trying to set the Mountain West record for tackles for a loss, he might just get it in these last couple games. But even though they lose him, the defense, especially at outside linebacker, they have some pretty good depth. And on the inside, they lost the two really promising linebackers, Michael Lazarus and Xavier Olutu. Both of those guys got dismissed from the program this year, but true freshman Nello Tocolo and a sophomore Robert Stanley have stepped in, and those are two guys that are probably going to be playing quite a bit in the future. And the secondary, they've been rotating guys in at corner and safety all year long, even within the games themselves, getting a lot of guys experience. And hopefully it'll pay off for Fresno State, because the secondary has had its issues for the last couple of years.
Yeah, I mean, it's always interesting to me to watch the depth charts and just see, you know, teams are, when they're, you know, having a down year, you can start to see the freshmen and sophomores really creep up the depth charts, start establishing that depth for the next season. But, you know, you mentioned it, Zach Greenlee hadn't been starting. He starts against Hawaii, has a career game with like 285 yards and six TDs. Why do you think they went to Greenlee out of the blue against Hawaii?
Yeah, Greenlee has been an interesting situation. He's had about five chances to earn the starting spot within the last 2 years. He got one start last year and got benched after that, after they said they were going to go with him for the last four games. He splits basically the time with Chase and Virgil half and half for the first two games. Then when Virgil was injured, Greenlee was arrested for after a game, public drunkenness. He got suspended for a game. He came back against San Diego State, and the team only had, I believe it was 85 yards of offense. It was something like one of the worst offensive productions in Fresno State history. And after that game, it pretty much seemed like they were done with him. They were going to move on to Chilton Anderson, who was the last healthy scholarship guy. And after four games, Anderson just wasn't, I mean, he didn't do anything awful, but he didn't do anything spectacular either. And they just felt the offense needed some sort of a change going into the last three games. So they threw out Greenlee out there, and he finally responded and took care of business against Hawaii. He's always shown he has the physical tools. He has the arm, but never really showed the intangibles or the pocket presence to get it done. And finally, that was a game where he proved he could put it all together.
Yeah, I mean, do you think the team's really going to be able to build off of the momentum from the Hawaii game?
I think it helps, but I think there's such a big talent difference between Fresno State and BYU. It's going to be tough to, I mean, it'll help a bit, but I don't see Fresno State competing too closely with BYU in this game. I do think that, I mean, this Bruder staff, the number one goal is to win the conference championship. Well, I was kind of picturing a situation where Fresno State might have six wins and a shot at the championship at this point. And, I mean, the Fresno State hasn't competed very well in non-conference or bowl games. So I was really – I had this one circled as a blowout just for a motivational standpoint. But, I mean, Fresno State's obviously out of the championship picture now with just three wins. I think they might even be more motivated with the situation they're in now against BYU than had they been having more success this year.
Yeah, I mean, it really seems without, you know, with the most, no bowl game, no conference championship, this is probably the biggest game on their schedule going on out. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah. They've even mentioned this week in practice that they're kind of considering this their bowl game. It's a non-conference game on the road against a team they haven't played in quite some time. With all that being said, I don't think it's going to be enough to motivate them over the top, but it is a nice way for them to look at this game and have something to play for, at least.
Well, I know you also follow San Jose State, and they just barely lost to BYU here recently. Do you think there might be any coordinating things that Fresno State could learn from that game to try to keep it close?
Well, the offense is a bit different. I know San Jose State likes to mix it up and go multiple, just kind of depending on the defense they're playing. Fresno State, it's going to be in the spreads for the whole game. They'll never be under center. They have a pretty good running back in Martez Waller if they can get him going. But I don't believe Tyler Irvin had too much success, and he's a stud over at San Jose State. Defensively, Fresno State doesn't have the secondary that San Jose State does, but both teams, I'd say, have about an even kind of defensive line, front seven, talent-wise, but I think San Jose State maybe overachieved a bit in that game against BYU with the run defense. I think just San Jose State, when the two went head-to-head, San Jose State really took it to the Bulldogs back in September. But I'd say that's about as far as that comparison goes.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, BYU, it was favorited at 24.5, I believe, last time I saw. Would you care to favorite us with a prediction and a potential score?
It's tough because it looks like the last couple of games BYU hasn't put up a ton of points, but for me, it was only a couple of weeks ago Fresno State went to Air Force and got destroyed, and I think BYU is a better team than Air Force. I'd say maybe in the range of a 45-13 score if Fresno State plays the way it has for the majority of the season and not how they did at Hawaii. That Hawaii team was really, really in a bad situation right now with the coaching staff and the players they have available. I don't think that big win over Hawaii is going to translate to a close game on Saturday against BYU.
All right. Well, any of you gambling out there who are listening, he just gave you a 32-point spread. You could go bet on BYU to cover. Well, Jackson, thanks for joining us. You know, I'm sure BYU fans would like to not have a close game after the last couple of weeks, and they would like to put it away like your prediction. But we'll see. I mean, BYU's had this tendency to make mistakes in games and keep them close for some reason or another. But thanks for joining us, and we will catch you another time.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
This has been a Torn Life Sports production.